The deal signed in July stipulates that US and European sanctions against Iran will be lifted in return for a reduction of Tehran's nuclear facilities to prevent it from developing atomic weapons. In its latest assessment this month, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency said Iran is on track.
If your question is that Iran is planning to complete their preparatory activities in 2-3 weeks' time, I don't have the reason to doubt it.
That could see Western sanctions lifted in early 2016. US President Barack Obama cites the nuclear deal as one of his 10 reasons to be optimistic heading into the new year.
We succeeded in forging a strong deal to stop Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. In fact, Iran has already dismantled thousands of centrifuges that enrich uranium.
The agreement has transformed Iran's position on the world stage, says Mehrdad Khonsari, a prominent Iranian opposition figure.
It has ended Iran's isolation. It has created a forum whereby Iran can reintegrate itself into the international community.
That reintegration is shifting the regional power balance between Shia-led Iran and Sunni-led Saudi Arabia, who are backing different sides in civil conflicts in Syria and Yemen. The West is now engaged in fighting Sunni extremists like the Islamic State and sees Iran as less of a security threat, says Khonsari.
I think that recognition has come in the aftermath of this nuclear agreement, coupled with the fact that when you look at the economy and economic issues, you see that Iran is today also, because of its population, its resources, it's the world's, you might say, greatest foreign investment market.
The most valuable of those resources, oil, is now up for grabs. The country announced this month it is seeking $25 billion in investments from foreign companies in several new contracts. If sanctions are lifted early next year, the oil and the money will start flowing.